Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of world news. And it actually brings me to our next, we have a lot of interesting stories. And one of them, we're going to get into a few. But I'm going to run through a few right now. George Soros denounced in Hungary as Satan. Okay, so this was really interesting. Satan is using Soros' plan and Brussels to usher in the apocalypse. There's a few articles on this, like official accounts from Hungary. Here's one. Hungary declares George Soros an agent of Satan. Globalist Soros is called out for being an evil enemy of humanity. The Hungarian government has established itself as a steadfast opponent of George Soros and the globalist agenda at the political and social levels. But now they have made the battle spiritual. Right. So I saw a few things about this. Christian duty to fight Satan's Soros plan to bring migrants. All right, so, and this is a Hungarian MP slam billionaire George Soros. And we had Jim Rogers on the show, who's a billionaire investor. And I have one thing to say about this. You know, I don't know if George Soros is a Satanist. But I do know he funds a lot of things that appear to be destabilizing the world. And probably for what he sees as a greater good in all likelihood. And that the people, and maybe even him, I mean, maybe we have them all wrong. Maybe Hungary has them all wrong. But I'm going to tell you everything, or I'm going to tell you one thing. George Soros, no matter what's going on, needs love. Right? Maybe he doesn't want it. Maybe some people are thinking that George Soros is great and that his causes are great. But it's a big name that is brought up a lot with destabilization. And let me tell you this, if the entire world were to send George Soros love, it would change things a lot. He's not the only one that needs it. We all need it, right? But this was a story that I thought was interesting, that a government was officially declaring George Soros, or parts of a government, an agent of Satan. Like they were calling him out, you know? And my thing is, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I have maybe some feeling that it could be the case. But if it is or if it isn't, let's send love there. Because we've all had crazy, angry feelings. Maybe not all of us are funding things to destabilize the world, possibly. If that's what you think George Soros is doing, maybe he's not doing it. But we've needed love at those times too. So let's send love to George Soros, Hungary, even if they're wrong about George Soros. Let's send it there. Let's send it to George Soros. And this is somebody where I probably really disagree. I mean, there's apparently some agenda in the world to depopulate the world to 500 million people. It's on the Georgia Guidestones. And people say George Soros is a part of that. Maybe Bill Gates. Okay, I don't know if they are. But let's send love to them if they are or aren't. Either way, So that's something that really goes along with what we were talking about in our last segment. I thought it was important to bring up because it's interesting that an official government is coming out and saying, you know, what might be true. It might be true that he's a Satanist. That does exist in our world. That does exist in our world. And they say there's a lot of people, and I guess some have been proven at some time in our governments to be Satanists. I mean, I'm sure it's happened. So, whether it's George Soros or not, they need love, I think, too, the most. And even send it beyond whatever's influencing them to that darkness. Let's send love there. Send love so that it sort of can not only like make it so you're untouchable, but harmonize things so that effect isn't happening from that darkness. Like, you know, it's sort of like love can be your greatest protection, but it's hard when you want to survive. Of course, we want to fight fire with fire. I should know that more than anybody, man. When I get pissed off, I just want to say F you, and I have a lot. F you, this and that, da 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 da. Fighting fire with fire. That's how I was raised. But it just makes me feel like shit. And sometimes I still can't control it. So a lot of these people running the world, I don't know if it's George Soros or not. I don't know what's going on. Hillary, I might have some idea. They might not be able to control it either. But we can. Again, you can still help a lion without sticking your arm in the cage and getting it bit off. So you can send love to me, George Soros, whoever else made you mad. It's not going to hurt you. It's going to empower you. Even if they tell you F you, and some of these people, apparently they want us to die. And they might be, you know, the GMOs and the chemtrails and all these things that could be happening. Who knows? Cancer killing us. They might want us to die. We can still send love to them. You know why? This life is not the only life. We've talked about that a lot in previous episodes.